Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for May 5th, 2024 is based on John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is Following Out of Love. An introduction to our second reading. On the night of his arrest, Jesus delivers a final testimony to his disciples to help them in the days ahead. Here he repeats the most important of all his commands, that they love one another. A reading from John. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to start things off today by asking a series of questions, and feel free to shout out your answers. What is a commandment? We heard a lot about that in the reading. What's a commandment? A directive, instruction, a warning, order, an order, okay? Yeah, it's commonly thought of as a divine rule of some sort. How many commandments are there in the Bible? I hear 10, 600, 2, all kinds of answers there, right? Yeah, I mean, most people are probably familiar in the Old Testament with the Ten Commandments that are handed down to Moses. If you include all of the Jewish law, it's 613 laws of the Old Testament. So, you know, if you're having trouble with the Ten, there's 603 more for you to worry about. Right? And in the New Testament, Jesus kind of shrinks them down to two, saying, just love God and love your neighbor, right? There are some scholars who will say, actually, in the New Testament, there's about 1,050 times that we're told to do or be something. Right? That's a lot of pressure, a lot of rules, a lot of commandments in the Bible. Why do we follow the commandments? To go to heaven? To be what? To be a better person. Why not? To do what God wants us to do? Be okay. Because we love God? To what? Bring us closer to God? Yeah, some great answers. Our passage today from John, I think, really digs into how we might approach living out God's commandments in our lives. Do we follow God's commandments simply out of a place of fear of what might happen to us, or out of a place of love to see how that might affect us? There are probably times throughout our lives where both may have been true. Think about our day-to-day lives and the commands that we receive. If I were walking down the street and someone approached me with a knife and demanded my wallet, I would probably follow that command out of a place of fear because I don't want something bad to happen to me and my family. But if my wife tells me to take out the trash, I would probably follow that commandment out of a place of love. I don't fear what would happen to me if I said no to her request. I choose to do it because I love her. And it's obviously something that would make her very happy. Perfect timing. We were just talking about you. Okay. My hope in our daily lives is that the majority of the time we are making decisions to follow commands out of a place of love rather than a place of fear. If someone is constantly or consistently putting you in a place where you're having to make decisions from a place of fear, please seek help, either from a trusted friend or myself or the authorities. If you're like me, there may have also been times in your life of faith that you've also made decisions about following one of God's commandments from a place of fear or a place of love. Let's use the commandment, "Thou shalt honor thy father and mother," as our example. Let's say that as a teenager, hypothetically, I'm having a moral dilemma about lying to my parents where I was going to be one evening. Hypothetically. There was definitely a point in my life where some of the Christian people I associated with had convinced me that if I knowingly broke one of God's commandments, that I was condemning myself to an eternity in hell. And I was constantly living in fear of breaking a commandment because an angry God might disown me and send me away for all of eternity. But as I grew older, I grew to understand God as a God of love. And I realized that if I were to lie to my parents, it would cause them pain. And I didn't want to see them hurt. It was because I loved them, and my love for them influenced my decision to tell them the truth. It was a decision to follow a commandment based in love, not in fear. I think that this revelation is what Jesus is trying to show us in this passage from John. Listen to how many times Jesus talks about commandments and love. Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things so that that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." God does not give us commandments as just a daily test. It's not a hurdle to prove how worthy we are of God's love. Rather, God gives us commandments out of love so that we can live in harmony with God, humanity, and all of God's creation. When we follow the commandments, we are doing so not to prevent punishment from God, but rather to live into the reality of love and harmony that God's commandments help us to realize. When we approach living from a place of love rather than fear, we experience the joy of Christ. When we can take some of those fears that we have, when we push the covetous nature of the world behind us, the desire to have more than we need, we begin to find peace and joy. When we are no longer worried about if we have nice enough clothes, do we have a nice enough car for our neighborhood, do we have a big enough house, do we fit the beauty standards of our culture, and the list goes on and on about the ways the world tries to put fear into us and make us covet more than we truly need. When we can let go of what others say we should be or have and can see the beauty in who we are and who we were created to be, then the fear dissipates and the joy of Christ is made complete in us. And the same can be said about other commandments as well. When we choose to follow them from a place of love, love for God and love for our neighbor, the commandments no longer become a burden, They actually become a joy in our lives. As Jesus says in Matthew 11, 28 to 30, "Come to me, all who are weary and carrying heavy burdens. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke, what I teach, my commands are easy, and my burden is light." When we learn from Jesus to live a life focused on love and not fear, the following of God's commandments becomes easier and no longer feels like a yoke or a burden. Will we ever be perfect at this? No. But God gives us these commandments out of a place of love for us, so that the fear of the world can be put to death, and we can live peacefully and harmoniously with all of creation. When we can begin to realize that our salvation, our eternal lives, are not determined by our actions, good or bad, but by the actions of God, we are freed to live and love God and our neighbor as God has first loved us. We are free to experience life to the fullest in the joy of Christ now. My prayer for us this week is that when fear creeps into our hearts, that the Holy Spirit will help us to pause and see how we might approach the situation from a place of love. And when you do experience those moments where love prevails and you experience the joy of Christ shining in your hearts, take a moment to notice them, savor them as the glimpse of heaven that they are in your life, and share them, either here or with family or people you love. And ultimately remember that as much as God loves Jesus, Jesus loves you. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.